This is By the Horns, Episode 5, titled Quo Vitae Sectaboriter. I'm your host, Ethan Corbin, and I'm here to help you get serious and take life by the horns. The modern world, our world of triumphant rationality, began on November 10th, 1619, with a revelation and a nightmare. On that day, in a room in the small Bavarian village of Ulm, René Descartes, a Frenchman, 23 years old, crawled into a wall stove, and when he was well warmed, had a vision. It was not a vision of God, or the Mother of God, or of celestial chariots, or of the New Jerusalem. It was a vision of the unification of all science. The vision was preceded by a state of intense concentration and agitation. Descartes' overheated mind caught fire and provided answers to tremendous problems that had been taxing him for weeks. He was possessed by a genius, and the answers were revealed in a dazzling, unendurable light. Later, in a state of exhaustion, he went to bed and dreamed three dreams that had been predicted by this genius. In the first dream, he was revolved by a whirlwind and terrified by phantoms. He experienced a constant feeling of falling. He imagined he would be presented with a melon that came from a far-off land. The wind abated, and he woke up. His second dream was one of thunderclaps and sparks flying around his room. In the third dream, all was quiet and contemplative. An anthology of poetry lay on the table. He opened it at random and read the verse of Ausonius, Quod vitae sectaboriter, which translates to, What path shall I take in life? A stranger appeared and quoted him the verse, Est et non, which translates to, yes and no. Descartes wanted to show him where in the anthology it could be found, but the book disappeared and reappeared. He told the man he would show him a better verse, beginning, Quod vitae sectaboriter. At this point, the man, the book, and the whole dream dissolved. Descartes was so bewildered by this that he began to pray. He assumed his dreams had a supernatural origin. He vowed he would put his life under the protection of the Blessed Virgin and go on a pilgrimage from Venice to Notre Dame, traveling by foot and wearing the humblest looking clothes he could find. What was the idea that Descartes saw in a burning flash? He tells us that his third dream pointed to no less than the unification and illumination of the whole of science, even the whole of knowledge, by one and the same method, the method of reason. That entirely was an excerpt, completely word for word quoted from an article, I believe from, I'm not sure which one. It was some university's online library. But this entire story I've just read off with René Descartes and his realization of the unification of all science, this is really philosophical in nature and really psychological in nature and requires a lot more in-depth thought and a lot more in-depth context, I suppose, to really hit on the philosophical nature of that story. I'm going to focus here on the one quote in there that really caught my eye that says, Quod vitae sectaboriter, which translates to, again, what path shall I take in life? I, a few days ago, was reading this book called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday, and I saw that quote, Quod vitae sectaboriter, in there, and it just caught my attention, and I went and looked it up, and I found this story. And I found it really interesting. That whole idea of, you know, there's like a Latin phrase that was created by, you know, ancient philosophers thousands of years ago about what path shall I take in life? Because, you know, this podcast is dedicated to helping young people figure out where they want to go in life. And this just really struck me as something I want to talk about. So I've done some research and I put together a little kind of guideline and a rough draft of what I believe are some, you know, general safe measures you can take during your younger days here on the planet of how to lead a successful life. I'm not even going to say a happy life. Happy, to be happy, that's up to you. But to lead a successful life of opportunity and meaning, I suppose. I think there's definitely certain steps everybody can take, and there's certain ways of thinking people can adopt to really help propel them in the direction that they truly want to go. So I'll start with saying that quote one more time. Quod vitae sectaboritaire, that translates to, what path shall I take in life? So my thought number one is choosing a path in life is difficult. It's very difficult. And by the way, when I say path, I'm really referring to career path at this point. I mean, there's, you know, everything in life is a path, you know, that applies to exercise, diet, knowledge, your personal development, and professional development. So I'm really going to focus on professional development for this entire episode. I believe I already talk about personal development enough, and I have plenty of different ideas and podcasts and scripts and what everything you can think of set up for personal development coming up. Plus, every episode I've done so far is about personal development. So I'm going to make this one about professional development. That is, you know, your career, your school, what kind of job you work, what kind of experience you get, and how to push yourself to the next level in your career path. So I'm going to get back on track now. Thought number one, choosing a path in life is very difficult. When you're young, and I'm sure most of you that are listening are young, you know, between the ages of maybe 18 and 22, you are presented with, I wouldn't say an ultimatum, but more so such a vast array of choices, a vast array of choices that you can make to start leading a path and following a path to end up somewhere in life. And so many people are not conscious of the choices that they're making to get here or to get on their path. But you have to actively be conscious and actively go out of your way to make choices and make decisions that keep you on the path that you want to be on. And like I said, being on the path itself is difficult. Like, trying to stay on this path. Let's say, for example, you want to be, I don't know, a big executive in a company making marketing decisions. You want to be a marketing executive for a big company. Let's just say that. So how do you get there? We'll just start as the baseline being high school. So if you realize this in early high school, if you realize this freshman, sophomore year of high school, that's what you want to do, that's awesome. And you are kicking ass compared to a lot of other people that are young, that are your age. So if you can make that decision early on in high school, well, if your high school has some kind of elective focus program, you can follow that for business. You can grind in high school, do really good, make good grades, and get into a university with hopefully, you know, scholarships, maybe even a full ride. Do athletics, get some kind of athletic scholarship if you can. Do whatever you can to get into college for as cheap as possible. Go through college, get your bachelor's, get maybe your master's if you want it. And then, you know, while you're in college, be working internships and with different companies and whatnot in marketing. Learn about marketing. Try to, you know, work odd jobs that have to do with it. Get some credentials, build a resume, and work. And then go work for a big company and build and climb the ladder. That's how you would do that. That's just one example. But every different job you can imagine has a different path and has a different way to get to where you want to be. It just depends on what you want to do. So I can't sit here and break down every single career path that exists and tell you how to get there. You have to decide that. You have to decide what is the path you want to take. I'm here to help you I'm here to help give advice about what I think are some solid career paths and some solid advice for college and career and discipline and how to apply unmitigated discipline in this field. So like I said, choosing a path is difficult and staying on the path is difficult, but I think choosing the path itself is way more difficult. Because you have to really know yourself. You have to really know what you enjoy. You have to know what you want to do. Like, if you... I'm going to go down another rabbit hole if I say if you again. So I'm just going to... I'm going to leave that at that. It's hard to choose your path. But once you choose what you want to do, once you know what you want to do, staying on that path is a lot easier. And for anybody that's young and conflicted and has, you know, changed their major several times in college or changed their career path or dropped out of college or anything, you know, because I've been in all those places, you know how difficult it is to choose what path you want to be on. Especially when you're on a path that you're not passionate about and you don't want to do, you're gonna feel off. You're gonna feel way off. You're not gonna enjoy it at all. If you're majoring in something that you're not passionate about, you're just majoring in it because maybe your parents wanted you to do it, or maybe because you saw there's a lot of money in that field or something, you're not going to make it. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to make it. Before you get on a path, you need to figure out what your path is. You need to find yourself. You need to do some meditation and prayer and go outside and get in nature and dig deep into your mind and figure out what is your passion. So, that's a good bridge into thought number two. Thought number two is you must follow both opportunity and passion. There's a dichotomy there. A dichotomy, by the way, is, I guess you can say it, word it like black and white. Like, there's, I guess the white would be that you need to, you know, follow opportunity. Don't just major in art history and or psychology or, I don't know, women's studies or something like that. Because you're passionate about that. And then once you get out, you're not going to be able to find a job at all. You don't want to do that. You need to follow opportunity and passion. So, you know, like I just said, for passion, you don't want to get some useless major. Well, I'll take that back. Anything can be useful as long as you go farther down the path. Like psychology, that's great if you get like a PhD in it. In like counseling psychology. But if you just get a bachelor's, you're gonna be bad off. You're not gonna have any kind of decent job for you available whatsoever. And that applies to a lot of different careers, I think. If you're gonna, so like some career paths, some majors require a higher degree to really get into that field. So don't just, if your dream job requires a PhD, don't just stop at a bachelor's. Keep pushing. Get that PhD. Get it out of the way. Knock it out. But like I said, there's that dichotomy there. You also have to pay attention to opportunity. So for opportunity, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to be a doctor because doctors make $200,000 a year. If you're not passionate about saving lives and you are not, and you just don't care, if you're only going to be a doctor for the money, you're going to be miserable. Absolutely miserable. And that happens to so many people. That go to medical school or go to nursing school. And there's all kinds of different paths that have a lot of good opportunities in them. Like there's, you know, the trades, like plumbing and stuff like that, that pays really well. But are you going to be passionate about that? Are you going to be happy doing that job is what you need to think about there. So, in conclusion here, you need to follow opportunity and passion. There's plenty of people that will tell you just follow passion. Plenty will tell you just follow opportunity. You need to find the sweet middle ground. You really need to focus on finding that middle ground. If your passion is, I don't know, if your passion is nutrition, if you just love nutrition and diet and, you know, sustainable food and whatnot and all that, then you should maybe be a dietitian or a nutritionist or something. But you're not going to be a nutritionist if you just earn an associate's degree in that. You need to push and get your master's or you know, some kind of higher education in that to really pursue a career path. And it just depends. Like I said, you need to balance your opportunities and your passion to find a career that is going to be able to keep you and your family comfortable and keep you happy and passionate about your job at the same time. Thought number three. Do not settle for a low-end career that you're not passionate about. A lot of people end up settling for some shitty job at McDonald's or Burger King or something, and they never shoot higher than that because they start making some, they start making more, enough money, they get comfortable, they adjust to the pay of that place, and they just get comfortable, and they stop looking up, I suppose. They stop looking up at what could be next, at what their next opportunity could be, at what the path, they lose sight of their path, they get too comfortable. And as I always say, comfort is the enemy in life. You need to be against comfort. If you're comfortable, change something. Mix it up. Do something to get out of that. Get out of your comfort zone always. So, like I said, do not settle for a low-end career that you're not passionate about, because it's very easy to get comfortable there and just hang out at, you know, being a manager at McDonald's or something like that. It's very easy to get comfortable there. You cannot get comfortable. You always need to be striving and actively working towards something greater than that. Always. Thought number four. Always push for more. Don't build an end game in your mind. Don't say, you don't need to get in your head and say that once I earn this degree, or once I get this certification, or once I join this branch of the military, I'm set. Never have that end game mindset where once I do X, I'm set for life. I don't have to worry about it. Don't think about the end game. Don't think about retirement. Keep pushing. If what you currently think is an end game is to get your bachelor's, then maybe after you get your bachelor's, do some work in that field and go get your master's after that. Or if your current end game is to get a PhD in something, get your PhD and then maybe go get another degree in something else related to your field that can further push your credentials. Or if you don't want or you don't need any other college, you don't need any other college credits at all for your career. Like if you're just, if all you need is a bachelor's to have your dream job, perfect opportunity and passion balance dream job, that's awesome. Get to that and then build hobbies, read books, continue learning, continue pushing and continue growing, seek promotion. Always push and strive for a higher position and a higher level of knowledge in whatever your career field may be. Whatever your professional field is, always strive to be one of the best at it. And not in an egotistical way. I'm not saying that from a perspective of, you know, be better than your peers. I'm saying that in a way of, for you personally, to achieve the maximum amount of success that you can get, it is going to pay off to just be knowledgeable and work hard, earn degrees, earn certifications, earn credentials, and be knowledgeable in your field and really be passionate about it. And if you're passionate about it, your job's not just going to be a 9-to-5. Your job's going to be a dawn to dusk. And that's just it. People that are passionate about their careers, they take their job home and they don't mind it. They love it. And that's, I'm not going to say that's for everybody, because, you know, we need hobbies, we need family time. But whatever your favorite thing is, whatever you just absolutely get involved in and get sucked into, whatever kind of career or hobby or whatever that may be, try to figure out how to monetize that. Figure out how to turn that hobby or that thing that you love into a professional craft. And that's not for everybody, like I said. I mean, a lot of people will say don't do that, because if you turn your passion into a career, then you're going to end up hating your passion. I don't think I would personally, and it just depends on you. It just depends on what you think and how you are as a human. Moving on. Thought number five is what I believe are the best options for young people, career path-wise. Well, I think, personally, this path needs to start in high school. If you are graduating high school, you have a shitty GPA, you didn't really care, you didn't really pay attention, you didn't utilize your time in high school, you get out, and you just go to a community college or something, that's awesome, and I really encourage you to crush that community college, earn scholarships, and get your way and work your way into a university. Or what if you're only getting a two-year degree, that's cool, work your way into whatever you need to do, and do it in the cheapest way possible. Go debt-free. Please work your ass off to be debt-free. Do not take out student loans unless there is absolutely no other plausible human way by any means to pay for your school. And I promise you, there probably is still some kind of possible way to pay for your school without having to take out student loans. Student loans are awful. Unless you're going into medicine or law or something that pays really, really well, you need to avoid the student loans. You really have got to avoid that. They will mess you up. Student loans, it's like a ball and chain attached to your foot for years and years to come. I know people personally that are over $100,000 in debt that have no way out. They're trapped, and it's horrible. It's horrible. These student loans, man, really need to avoid that. When you're in high school, this is why I was saying a second ago, this starts in high school. It really does. When you're in high school, do track and field, play football, do whatever, play a sport and get good at it, and get really damn good at it, and get some kind of scholarship for that. If you don't want to play a sport, be on the debate team or something. Do some kind of scholarly team where you can earn scholarships, and study and work hard in school. Don't just come home and do your minimum amount of homework and minimum amount of studying. Like understand I know this is hard for high schoolers to understand. Like, you could not have told me this in a million fucking years when I was in high school. When I was in high school, if you were to tell me to actually go out and study and try and actively participate in class and actively, you know, go out of my way to do good, I would have told you to kiss my ass. Never. And I regret that. I really wish I would have tried harder in high school and worked harder in high school. But I didn't, and that's okay, because I'm making it work out either way. But I think ideally, it starts in high school. If you are still in high school, now's the time. Seize your time. Do not waste it right now. Crush your classes. Get a good GPA. Take AP classes. Take as many college credits as you can before you graduate. Get out of high school with scholarships and full rides. Go to a university. Get out of your hometown. I really encourage young people to get out of your hometown. Go to a university. Go to a four-year school. Get your bachelor's. Grind in college. Don't quit. Play a sport. If you can get to the point where you have enough scholarships to where you don't have to work in college, like you can actually use scholarships and you can use your scholarship money and you can use the money the college is giving back to you to not have to work, that is ideal. Like you are so immensely blessed, it's not even funny. If you are in college without and you're not experiencing student debt, you don't have to work, and you're on a career path that you enjoy, you got it made right now. Let me tell you, you have got it made. It may not seem like it, but you are living better than a lot of people are. A lot of people, I'll tell you what. So, I think that's a great option, personally. I think doing good in high school, earning scholarships, working your ass off, getting to college, working your ass off, and getting a good GPA, and getting out of it debt-free with credentials and extracurricular activities is ideal. I think two other really good options. If college isn't your thing, that's not a problem, man. That's not a problem at all. College is not everybody's thing. A really, really, really good option for young people is the military. United States military, I've sworn into the Air Force. I ended up having to get debt discharged for reasons I will talk about in a different podcast. It's a fun little story. Yeah, I'm probably going to start a second podcast just to kind of rant and tell stories and just kind of be fun and shit and have a lot of guests on. Like, this podcast does not have a lot of guests, but I'll probably start the second one just for guests and whatnot. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. I'll probably announce it on Instagram or something pretty soon. Anyways, but military is a great option. Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and the upcoming Space Force. All really good options. Great, you know, you can get tuition assistance while you're in the military to help pay for college. Get college credits for damn near free. Once you get out, you have veteran status. You have the post 9/11 GI Bill, which is, you know, damn near free college. You have really good work experience, pretty decent money. You can travel, see the world. And I don't know, I think it's a good experience for young people to go through some kind of military career. Just serve the country for a few years and get out. Got free college when you get out. Made some friends, had some good experiences. I think it's a good path. I might be following that path pretty soon. I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, I think those are some good options. Military, you know, grinding your ass off in college. Also, grind your ass off in the military if you're in it. You know, don't just get drunk all the time. Like, you know, work, earn some college credits while you're in there. Do good. Do your job. Be good at it. I mean, I'm not in the military, so I can't really speak on this too much. But from what I know, I would assume that it applies as well. Just, you know, work your ass off. Do good. Get promoted. Get after it. And I think this is my third point for career path, what I think are some good choices here. Another good point is, or good path, I suppose, is going into the trades. Going to a tech school or getting an apprenticeship as an electrician or a plumber or a welder, carpenter, HVAC technician, whatever. Any of these jobs, they're awesome. Like, they are so needed right now, it's not even funny. And they pay really well. Tech school is insanely cheap and fast, too. Like, you can earn a degree in welding, or not a degree, a certification in welding in 1 year. Like, it's like three trimesters, 12 months. In 12 months, you can have no experience in welding, having certifications and all the different types of welding that exist, and boom, you're a welder. Like, that's it. You're good. Tech school is underrated. The trades are underrated. More people need to go into the trades. You can get into a job for relatively cheap, more than likely graduate your program with no debt, and you're going to have a pretty good job. I mean, it's going to be labor intensive, it's going to be hard work, it's not for everybody, but it's going to be a good paying job that you can be passionate about. I mean, if you like fixing stuff, if you like, you know, working with your hands and being crafty and thrifty, you should look into it. Go into the trades. Just look up electrician apprenticeship near me or something. There's a lot of stuff. You just need to look out for unions. A lot of unions will help put you through some classes and stuff and pay for it for you, and they'll pay you to go work for them too. It's pretty sweet. I would really strongly recommend checking out some apprenticeships and trade jobs and trade schools. I'm almost wrapping it up here. Thought number six. What small tasks can you crush daily to build towards your goals? This is something I talk about a lot. Probably, like, I've probably mentioned this snowball effect thing in every different episode. But, yeah, you need to utilize the snowball effect big time. As I say, what you choose to do daily will add up. It absolutely adds up. Like, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to be a Army Ranger, and that's just it. I'm gonna go be an Army Ranger next week. Like, no, you gotta grind. You gotta be super physically fit. Like, the ranger physical test is, like, ridiculous. You have to do small daily disciplines every day to work towards these goals. Like, if you, like, it, there's so many different, like, things I could speak about here. But I'm going to stick to my go-to, old reliable different disciplines. One, exercise. No matter what career you're going into, it doesn't fucking matter. Exercise. Get sweating. Get the blood pumping. Build some muscle. Burn some fat. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you are a accountant. I don't care if you're a baker. I don't care if you're a marine. Get fit. Get in shape. Burn some fat. Build some muscle. And just look good. Seriously. Get after it. Get the blood flowing. Get in shape. Get fit. There's no excuse not to. There's no justifiable reason whatsoever as to why you should not exercise. Next, nutrition. Eat the right foods. Don't waste your calories. Eat healthy. Eat some meat. Eat vegetables. Eat fruit. Eat nuts. Drink water. Avoid soda. Avoid sugar. Avoid treats. Avoid sugary. Sugar is the big one. If you can avoid sugar, you're going to be healthier than like 70% of the population. Avoid sugar. Avoid seed oils. Avoid processed foods. Avoid fast food and grease and stuff. Just eat clean. Eat healthy. There's no reason why you shouldn't. Yeah, like, I genuinely cannot think of a single reason why you should not exercise, why you shouldn't eat healthy. So we got exercise, we got nutrition. Next, stop watching porn, stop jacking off. It's ruining your sex life, it's ruining your mental health, and it's completely fucking up your brain's reward system. Quit, stop, drop it. I'm going to make a full, long episode about NoFap and why you should quit watching porn and quit masturbating really soon. So you can be on the lookout for that. I've got some hot takes about that topic. Drink lots of water, eat healthy, stop watching porn, stop jacking off, work out every day, do some yoga. And I'd say another big one would be read some books, like learn. And, pertaining to career path, if you're in college, I don't care if it's your first day of college or if you're in grad school or if you're not even in college yet. If you know you want to go into a certain field, be reading some books about it. Maybe not textbooks, but just books related to that field. If you want to be an astrophysicist, read some novels. No, I wouldn't say novels. I wouldn't say fiction. Just read some books on, astrophysics or astronomy or spaceflight or whatever. If you want to be a Navy SEAL leader or something, Navy SEAL commander, then read some books on leadership and military history. If you want to be a chef, read some books about, the history of baking or I don't know. What I'm saying here is read books about your field, learn, gain knowledge, and don't just specialize and don't just read about your field too. Read about everything. Just read books. Pick up the books in the dentist office and just read while you're waiting. The best books you can read are the ones that you don't want to read, believe it or not. The ones you don't want to read are the ones that will grow your mind the most. I'm trying to think of what other small tasks you can do daily. So exercise, eat clean, read books, stop watching porn, stop jacking off. I'll say just clean up your life, really, like in a, I guess I kind of, I got this idea from Jordan Peterson, and I apply it to myself and my own life a lot, like every day. It's just clean up after yourself, clean your room, bring as much order to your environment as you can, bring as much good to your environment as you can, and your life will improve. That's just the fact of the matter. Your life will improve when you go out of your way to bring order to things. So I suppose that's it for the small daily tasks that you can do to build towards your goals. And my last thought of the day is that it's not just your professional development we're talking about. It's everything. It's your entire life. And you must pursue this path on all fronts, On every front you are fighting, you must pursue this path. You must ask yourself every day, Quod vitae sectabor iter? Or, what path shall I take in life? Where will I go? How can I get there? What steps do I need to take to develop myself personally, develop myself professionally, and get after my goals? And how can I do as much, how can I do as many tasks in this 24-hour day to work towards my goals as humanly possible? You need to ask yourself this every day that you wake up, every day that you are breathing. Figure out where you're going, what you can do to get there. And don't forget to ask yourself, Quod vitae sectabor iter? This has been By the Horns, Episode 5. I hope you enjoyed. You can follow me on Instagram at @callsignCorbin. What else? I'm trying to think of any news I have to speak about. I guess this is just about it, really. I don't really have much to say. I'll have this other podcast. I don't know what I'm going to call it. I've got some names thrown around. I was thinking maybe The Domicile or this other name, Mild Thoughts. I don't know. I'll think about it. It's going to be a whole separate podcast. It's just going to be for having guests and just talking about fun stuff. Nothing serious like this. This podcast is like super serious. I don't want to have anything serious in the other one. So, yeah, that's just about it. Remember, Quod vitae sectabor iter. Hope you all have a good day. Out.